He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Seattle.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Wide open, making the grab. Samuel. The tackle is missed. Debo off to the end zone. Touchdown, 49ers.
Al Michaels.
Yeah.
Amazon.
What a game, right?
It was a great game.
Yeah.
36-24.
It was a great night.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Victory Friday. How about that, Steiny? And boy, did they need that.
They did.
That was the game they have not won all season. I know it's five games, but no, the Rams, everything you talked about yesterday, the Cardinals, that was the game that they lose. Get out to a lead, and this would have been 20. But, man, they pulled a rabbit out of their hat, Steiny, and the youngsters, the rookies, they helped. Everybody was in on it.
Yeah, it was definitely a team win. There's no doubt about it, especially because, obviously, they played without McCaffrey. They played the second half mostly without Jordan Mason. And they still made it happen. Isaac Garendo, big run to partially seal that game.
Yeah.
Biggest play of the night, Renardo Green.
It was, Donnie.
The interception. The game got within one score at one point.
Man.
Where if Seattle drives and scores a touchdown, they take the lead. And Renardo Green put an end to that. So they did get contributions from everybody. Goo, a solid win on the road, 36-24. And what it sets up, at least, is 10 days before their next game, and you got to feel a little better about where this team is, which, quite frankly, is in first place.
No doubt about it. And I'll say this. We were calling out, the station was, just, you know, we wanted to see more production from certain individuals, and last night it was a smorgasbord. We talked about Debo. I say, where you at, Debo? He showed up in the running game and that big pass that he took to the house, Steiny. And I'm like, okay, that's the Debo Samuel that, you know, where the offense used to run through him, 76 yards. And then you talk about the rookies, and now I guess all reports are Jordan Mason, you know, baby Marshawn. I'm not letting go of that. Steiny, sprained AC joint, and here comes Garendo. It's like, man, when does it stop? And then you talk about the secondary. I mean, the Green interception was, it was everything. Seattle had scored twice in a row. They're moving, and you're just like, Steiny, a loss in a game like that yesterday in that magnitude, I think could have crushed your psyche for the rest. And I know it's Friday payday, but, I mean, that's the kind of game that you might not get over on the heels of the Arizona debacle. So kudos to everybody coaching. Steiny, this was a team win. If we were giving game balls, I'm giving it to the whole squad.
Yeah, I mean, everybody had a hand in it. Bosa was good. The rookies were good.
You're right.
Debo Samuel, obviously, with a big play early. They threw for 255. They ran for over 200. The defense forced three turnovers.
Three of five in the red zone.
Exactly. So a lot of things got fixed, at least for 1 week. And what do you guys think, 49er fans? 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners raised their record to 3-3. Brock Purdy, 18 for 28, 255 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. And the 49ers capitalize on three turnovers. I guess the one piece of bad news is the special teams gave up another long touchdown kickoff return.
Right when you felt like Seattle was dead.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. And that made it 23-10, and then it got a little dicey. But the 49ers did what they have to do. I mean, to me, that was one of those games where the 49ers jump out to a big lead, and then you just know a run's going to come.
See, I didn't feel that way, though. I thought Seattle was dead, and it came.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't. I figured they were coming. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of – we see a lot of hoop games like that where a team gets up 20, then the other team makes a run, and they cut it to six. but they never have, not never, but seldom do they have enough to get over the hump. And yesterday, the 49ers kept the Seahawks from getting over the hump, and it was a total team effort. So if you're a 49er fan, you got to feel pretty good today, especially after the way the first 5 weeks of the season have gone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And another guy I called out, you know, my version of the milk cartons, Donnie, was number 97, Bosa. And again, I know the football is not just about numbers, but I mean, he was at the quarterback or in the backfield. He was being disruptive, and that's all we ask. And he wasn't a one-man gang, but when Geno Smith got going and they scored two straight touchdowns, I'm like, man, I just kept thinking of why this victory's got to be sweet for Niner fans and the coaching staff, Donnie, because they knew what time it was, what this would have meant had the collapse been complete, you know? And they stopped that. And they did it with an infusion of youth. And you said the one bad thing, the one thing that bothers me is, you know, again, Stoney, this has been one constant for this team, but they keep going. Mason's out. We don't know how long, if any. Mustafa, who got a great interception on the first play of the game, who was inside the 30 when he made that nice interception, he left the game. But they did Golden State Warriors. They took a page out of their book. Stoney, this was truly a strength in numbers. Seattle scores late. What? They got all timeouts? And I'm thinking, okay, they might get the ball back if they stop them. And Garrido goes on that run and mimics what Arizona did to you last week in your house. They did that to Seattle, like, not tonight. Night-night. And Garrido, that was a beautiful – you got to be happy for him.
Yeah, that was the run that basically put the game away. Niners ended up taking it in for an additional score, and they end up winning by 12. So the 49ers get back on track and raise their record to 3-3. They beat a division opponent for the first time, and at least for the next 9-10 days, now we can look at Kansas City a little bit more, let's say, eye to eye.
Yeah.
And
we'll get to them next week, too. But yeah, it's looming. It's real. Bosa's never beat him in his career. But, Steiny, we were at the veranda. Thank everybody that came out and showed out. But you are so special. You have a list of the names of the people that we got to meet, and you'll shout them out later. But I just want you to get this out the way. When we got news, because I know you got material, that Mooney Ward wasn't playing, you said I look like a politician. Every time somebody we didn't even know came up, Mooney Ward's out. Like, I didn't expect that. But they held it down. The Niners secondary held it down.
You know what, Evan?
Mooney Ward, Evan.
Evan, last night, I walk in and I see Guru. And he goes, Steiny. I'm like, what's up, buddy? He goes, no Mooney Ward tonight.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, no. Okay. Well, they're going to have to get it done without him. And then Jim comes by and Guru goes, yeah, Jim, Mooney Ward. And then Sally came by, and Guru said, yeah, no Mooney Ward, though, tonight. And Guru faces me, and he goes, you know what? I got to tell you, I feel like Adam Schefter. I feel like I'm breaking this news to everybody. I told him you weren't. It was
That's a four, Evan.
But
they overcame like Martin Luther King's. That's a sweet win, man. No style points at this juncture, man. They did it.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. They did. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling after this one, 49er fans? Do you feel like everything's, if not back to normal, at least on its way back to normal? Obviously, this team looked... that's probably its best game of the year, most impressive game of the year, for no other reason than it was the best team they played, even if they haven't played a lot of great teams. But I think you got to say this win was a little bit more thorough than the Jets win, and it was more thorough than the Patriots win. So if you're a San Francisco 49er fan for one day at least, and probably actually for the rest of this week and into next, you got to be feeling pretty good. And you are back atop the NFC West, and it looks like you got some things clicking last night. So a great night for the San Francisco 49ers. 888-957-9570. Did that look like a different team last night, or did it just look like the same team finally closing out a game? Which was it if you're a 49er fan? But 888-957-9570 is the number, and it is a feel-good Friday. We got payday.
Yeah.
We got a victory in the bank last night in Seattle, and now the 49ers take the mini bye into a game against the Chiefs next Sunday. How you feeling, 49er fans? That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Who is taking the place in of Hufanga.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Al Michaels, Amazon, 49ers win 36-24. And it took 18 minutes from the 925 on the Comcast business text line.
18.
If Geno was more accurate, could have gone the other way. And then from the 209, that was not a great game. If Seattle had a better quarterback, they would have crushed this. Seahawks moved the ball easily. If it wasn't for Geno, that's an L. Well, the one thing you're forgetting is we were a 2-3 team. We were a 2-3 team coming in there. Not 5-0, not 4-1. You're 2-3, and you're playing the Seattle Seahawks on the road.
Talk to
and
me.
And you won by 12 points.
Man!
You're not good enough. Yet to talk about
style
what didn't
wins.
Go right.
Yes, my aunt was my hat. Well, you know that
your
old
aunt was your hat.
No, if my aunt, you know, was a man, she'd be my uncle. But that the bottom line is they got the win. Damn, man, I can't believe that. Not today. This team would have been 2-4, and Steiny, it would have been Armageddon on this payday Friday. They handle business. Now, I'm being honest. I have a PTSD watching the Niners. I'm thinking when Geno had the ball and a chance to score, if they put it in the end zone, we've seen this movie before. But to come out there on national TV, run the ball 33 times for 228 yards, Matt Stymans, 6.9 yards a pop? Come on, man. And you know what? Look around. The NFL, nothing's going to be pretty and perfect. And when you are 2-3 and just drop one at home that you blew, man, to hell with that. Like, you got to get her done.
From the 707, is this correct? First time since 88, the 49ers scored over 31 at Seattle. There you go, if that's true.
I want to.
We'll get our fact checkers on it.
I want to check. Would you buy that? I'm not buying. I got to. They've owned Seattle, but I got to believe they're putting up more in that building.
I think he's probably right.
Well,
that's what I'm guessing.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. All I saw was a lot of outside zone runs, Steiny. Dibs, I love this. 21 personnel, the Niners ran at 47% of
are
the time.
Are you sure?
Positive. Yeah. You know what the 21 personnel is, right?
Sure, sure. Jeffrey in Oakland, he's feeling it.
Jeff.
What's up, Jeffrey? How you doing, buddy? How you feeling?
How you doing?
Good.
I was calling because I've been a Niners. I was a Raiders fan at first, and they left me. So I jumped over to the Costa base in 1981 and haven't looked back. And I'm saying this. I was worried about the last two games we lost behind. After last night, we're coming back. We're on the brink to win it all. You know?
Yeah.
Definitely telling everybody no. We're going to make it this year.
What was the best part of last night?
Best part of last night was seeing those rookies, man, come up and play.
Man.
That was pretty good. I mean, I knew Mustafa when he was at, I saw him in the preseason games, and I thought about him. I said, oh, he's going to be a hitter. Miami or Ronnie Lott.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He left the game.
Yeah. He left the game. I hope he's okay. And I don't know what the kicker was doing, trying to do another Sebastian Janikowski stuff. You know, come on, man.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, we're on the break. I'm 66 years old. I'm 66 years old. You youngsters. Some of you uncles don't know yet, but I've been around. I remember Jerry Rice called Pee-Pee.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey, you're a kid.
Yeah.
You're just a kid at 56.
Now put some respect.
Which stat was wrong?
Well, it is talking about regulation, and this data is technically correct, but in 2008, the Niners scored 33 points in an overtime victory at Seattle.
Ah, he was close.
Because we did good stuff, Evan. We didn't hear him say regulation, right, Donnie?
You want me to read it?
Might have been implied, but...
Yeah. But we got to put some respect like the caller did. Thanks for calling on Matthew Wright, Donnie. 3-3, along of 41. But what's up with Niner kickers trying to be Ronnie Lott? They shouldn't have to.
Well, when the return man gets to the 45, then it's down to the kicker.
Yeah.
But they speaking gave up another
which,
one last
they
night.
They were in control of that game, and special teams as hell. They got to get it fixed, Donnie. But, man, Seattle runs that kickback 97 yards, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, when can you rest? But they got it done. 36-24, throwback uniforms look beautiful by both teams. But they needed this, partner. Now, they're playing a team that's coming off a bye, so I'll leave that there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean.
Chiefs coming off a bye. Go figure when the Niners, you know, got some extra days.
Yeah. It's not as big a deal if you're playing on a Thursday.
Well.
So the 49ers, they'll have their work cut out for them in a couple weeks, but
how
it's
about
not
Purdy?
Really.
Three touchdowns, Donnie. 18
about
to 28,
time.
255 in the air.
About time.
No mistakes, running. Doing his thing. So everybody had a part in this. And the caller's point, the rookies, that was big. But I keep hate talking about the Niners and certain players and not knowing what's up with their injuries. I know it's a sprained AC joint with J.P. Mason. Can Guerrero be the bell cow?
He's not going to need to.
You don't think so?
San Francisco running back Jordan Mason, the NFL's leading rusher, is believed to have suffered a sprained AC joint. That is not considered serious during Thursday night's win in Seattle.
Okay.
That's according to Schefty.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter.
We saw Patrick Taylor Jr. run. I was like, who are these guys? Youngsters.
Yeah, so here's what's happening today. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk to the media on a conference call at about 12:30, and we will have that sound for you right after. So we will go to Kyle Shanahan after he talks to the media on a conference call, and then the 49ers take some time off before they get ready for Kansas City next week. They will be more upbeat going into that game than they would have been had they lost last night, that's for sure.
Now, I believe you know me. We got a relationship going on almost 10 years, Stoney, and I think you know how I watch sports and just how...
Yeah. I talked to Ernie Chavez about how you watch sports
Shout out to Ernie. He's the man. But, Stoney, you know I'm not a caper, but the start of the fourth quarter, Seattle fumbled the ball. D. Williams, the returner for the Seahawks, it hit him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fumble. Mm. It's a clear recovery by the Niners. Mm. Kyle challenges, and in this age of technology and angles, you come back and the NFL says we didn't have all the views.
Yeah, I didn't have a camera.
That's BS.
What do you mean?
Because regular Joes like us and Amazon Prime saw clearly. New York was saying they didn't have. What are we doing? What if that were a playoff game? What if this was for the division? Like the NFL,
won the game.
Be embarrassed that you couldn't. Like seriously, man. So I say that to say that happens. Maybe this game is not that close, but good God, fix yourself. How can you say to the American public, we didn't have the angles, but all the world's what? Like, that's just stupid. He clearly touched it. It was a fumble.
Yeah, you know.
You know what?
Hey, stuff evens out over the course of a season. The guy, was it an illegal shift?
Michaels
was it an illegal shift on DK Metcalf?
Oh, my
Come
God.
On.
When did this become the new Holden?
He took away a 52-yard touchdown.
Jesus Christ. Watch something else. Illegal shift. And I'm looking at the play like, was it really blatant, Stoney? Anyway.
Yeah, he kept those feet.
Niners
moving.
Got robbed. How about that?
They won.
That was a
they won the game.
But had they lost, this would be leading.
No, it wouldn't.
Please.
If they had lost this game,
would
be leading with is another blown lead.
See, you might have, and it would have been there, but this would have been the lead for me. I'm just like, good gosh.
It's not a perfect game, Goo. There are mistakes that are made by players. There are mistakes that are made by the booth. It's not going to be the last replay review.
But the booth is there to, so there's no mistakes. But to say you didn't have access to certain angles.
Well, they didn't. What do you want him to do?
Get better Wi-Fi. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Jesus. You know what? I'm using that too much. It's not Sunday. Chimney crickets.
What were you using? What are
Jesus.
You using? Oh. Let's go to... Oh, I'll tell you what. What do you say we bring in Trey in the East Bay? Trey was there last night at the veranda.
Trey!
Introduced himself. What's up, Trey? How you doing, buddy? Thanks for coming out last night, man. Fun time.
Oh, man, it was a great time, brother. Appreciate y'all for doing that for us, man.
Absolutely.
That was a beautiful night. Man, we definitely enjoyed it, man. It was great meeting you, meeting Boo, man. And you guys are some real stand-up guys, man. Appreciate y'all.
Oh, sure, man.
But look, man, it was a great win, though, overall, man. All the stars came out and showed up. Purdy, three TDs. Debo got one. Kittle got one. Bosa showed up. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Warner still played like Warner. We should have had that fumble recovery, but that's okay, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we played well, man. I mean, even down, you know, hurt the way we were, you know what I mean? We still came out and played. The youngsters showed up. So we have to be happy with this win overall. There's nobody should be mad about nothing, man. We're 3-3. Back on top of the division, you know, first place. So what else can you ask for, brother?
There it is. I'm with you there.
Right on,
you came
Trey.
In 2-3, and you lose that game, you're 2-4, and you're essentially three games behind because you would have lost two games in the standings. You'd be two games behind, but you would have lost the head-to-head. So
no doubt.
First things first, and that was to beat the Seahawks last night, and that's what they did. And to me, everything's kind of secondary to that. It doesn't mean you can't work on improving some of the things you need to improve
Nobody's
on.
Nobody's perfect.
But first things first, and the San Francisco 49ers are now 3-3. And I'll tell you, one of the things I was actually thinking about last night, Goo, was, I always think about the show. I think about our audience, our listeners, how much we love them. And I'm just looking forward to a call today from J-Dog in Boston.
Man.
You think J-Dog in Boston
will
call?
I'm going to say no.
J-Dog, what a game plan by Kyle Shanahan.
Ran it down their throat.
Playing chess, huh?
Yeah.
Playing chess. Did you see how Shanahan utilized those weapons?
Wow. And we always come, and yesterday wasn't perfect for the special teams, Donnie. They gave up that touchdown return. But also, Luter was in on a fumble early in the first quarter from Seattle, and that, I feel like, had a big, you know, that was a big reason the Niners were up 20 points. So to slay the dragon in regard to what ails you in the red zone, and Kittle now is being used more, I just feel like it's Donnie, five touchdowns, and he's a target, and they're starting to use him, two big touchdowns. And let's give Brock Purdy the Roger Clemens Award for last night. That touchdown in the corner, Donnie, you know what I mean, where he threw a fastball, heat rock, and the defender was right there, fell down, tried to deflect it, hit Kittle. It was a beautiful thing.
Brock Purdy, proud of his unit. Take a listen.
Obviously, there's always going to be stuff that you can clean up. And, you know, for us, our standard is high here. And so I think a lot of us would go to, all right, like we could have done this or that and be better here. But I think at the end of the day, man, it's a team sport. And so to go four quarters with all these different kinds of emotions and parts of the game, and to be able to rally together and defense get a turnover and then us score a touchdown at the end. And it's just, that's team football, man. And that's the sport that we play. So I feel like we did take a step in the right direction for sure. And we're always going to have stuff that we're going to be hard on ourselves and need to grow and get better. But I really do think that we all as a team came together and found a way today really well. So
yeah, and I feel like the simplest way to talk about this game, and not that we have to dwell on this part, but to me, they lost two games. Let's throw the Vikings game out, but they lost two games where they had leads, and both sides of the ball had chances to win the game for the team, and they didn't do it. And last night, the bottom line is it got to be a one-possession game, and the defense forced a turnover, and then the offense went down and scored, and it's ball game.
No doubt about it.
And that's what they needed to do one other time, or actually two other times this year, but now they've done it one out of three times. So to me, that was the difference in the ball game: the situational stop, the interception by Green, and then Garendo taking it down for the game clinching tie, game clinching score essentially with Juszczyk's run.
And that's why this season, Stani, with their record going into this game, has been uncanny, because we know it's not a talent issue, but it was just odd that they couldn't meet those moments. But yesterday they did, man. And I got to be honest with you, I'm sitting there like, man, if they don't get a first down, I think going to be able to stop them? How much time is going to be on the clock for Seattle? And then Guerrero, bam, is scampering. So, that I mean, that this is a feel-good win, Stoudy. They basically got back to basics. Ran the ball, took the ball away, and all said and done, they win by 12 points, man.
Let's go to Steven in Vegas. Hey, Steven, how you doing, man?
Doing great. Want to say, Stanny Guru, best duo on sports talk radio.
Thank you.
Love Willer, love Dish, Vontae Shafty, but this show's a tat.
Yeah.
So grateful we got that win last night. Definitely makes it easier to go 10 days without Niners football ending on a win.
Yep.
Wow. But this specialty's got me nervous. Every time we're punting, kicking, I just get to pin my stomach till the play's over. And like I keep seeing on Facebook, everything, people getting mad at our kickers for making these tackles, but what they fail to realize is the kicker's making the tackle because the rest of our special teams is missing those tackles.
Exactly.
And I ain't going to fault the guy for doing his job.
What?
You know, Niners, the reason they're Niners is they got that dog in them. Even our kickers got that dog in them. They ain't afraid to put their body on the line. You know, hope our special teams can fix this up, but people got to take it easy on our kickers. They're just doing their job.
Yeah. Appreciate the call.
What
Steven
are they supposed
Vegas?
To do? Lays, Donnie, let him go?
Maybe try to push him out of bounds. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, what?
I'm sure Moody regrets it.
I mean, if you got to make a tackle, you got to make a tackle. And they made the tackle, and we got to wait to see about Matthew Wright. Made three field goals.
Man. And I'll tell you what,
Moody Stoudy, makes three field goals. It's a bad night.
Yeah, but overall, Daryl Luter, I keep talking about him. He forced a fumble, recovered a fumble. So they had some positives on the on their side of the ball too, and should have got another fumble. But we know what happened with the technology on that.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you got a big win last night against the Seattle Seahawks, division opponent, and you handled your business. You got a stop when you needed to get a stop, and you got a score that put you up two touchdowns to close out that game. So they did what they had to do. They piled up some numbers. They had a bunch of guys with hands in it. And
483 yards total.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Yeah, so the San Francisco 49ers, I mean, that's as complete a win as they've had this year. As far as I'm concerned, I know they beat the Jets pretty handily, but the Jets
haven't
been
great. They settled for six field goals in that game.
And the Patriots game was a win, but nobody really gave them a lot of credit for that one. But this was one where their backs were up against the wall. You can't come out of that game 2-4.
Yeah,
you just can't.
Yeah, and everybody's talking about, dude, I love the last 2 days. I didn't tell you. I just like, you know, people saying who they want to see more from. And there was a list. There was a variety. And I feel like those guys, including Purdy, Guerrero, nobody even mentioned, thinking he wouldn't even have to be utilized as much. He fills in for injured J.P. Mason. But what about Debo? How good does that feel for him, Steiny? He showed up, showed out. Kittle. And then you had the rookies with Mustafa and our guy
Renardo Green.
Yeah, they got the interception. That was a big one.
Yeah, more Purdy.
Well, I think just going into the game, if they run this is my answer, and simple as that. I just try to keep it simple and obviously check the ball down when I needed to and hit my number one or number two in my progression as efficiently as I could, and I just kept it simple. You know, last year in that game, I feel like I just got out of rhythm and I was trying to force stuff, and I just wasn't playing in the right mindset of being aggressive, being smart, and taking what the defense gave me. So I learned my lesson in that game, and then coming into this game, obviously new personnel. It's the Seahawks, not the Ravens, and so for me it was, all right, similar scheme, yes, but this is what we're trying to attack, and how can I be efficient as best as I can? So that was my mindset.
That's Brock Purdy talking about last night's game compared with the Christmas Day game against the Baltimore Ravens. That was the game that, if you weren't listening to the show Wednesday and Thursday, was the game that Dan Dibley and Greg Cosell got very contentious over.
Yeah.
He thought the 49ers, Cosell, were moving the ball with ease.
I'm going to say it's Emmy-worthy. Yeah, that cut-up was Emmy-worthy. But I'll tell you what, why I feel good about the win is Kyle said, you know what, we're not – Guru, don't even worry about it. It's not going to be 14 totes. They ran the ball 33 times for 228, Stoney, two tight ends, and they were saying we're going to run it down Seattle's throat, and they did that.
Yeah, Evan brings up a good point. McDonald, of course, was the defensive coordinator last year for the Ravens. That's
why he was hot. He was mad. He was looking like it looked like Geno Smith or Metcalf. I don't know what was going on, but two crucial interceptions. One early on, Seattle was driving down. I was like, oh boy. Early on, when he threw the Geno Smith through the kind of like, where are you throwing that to, bud? And Renardo Green picked
the interception.
It off. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant there was another play in that
Mustafa
game.
Mustafa picked it off.
Where Metcalf. First one. Yeah, Mustafa was the first one. Green was the kind of the clincher. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the play where Metcalf had a guy beat and he didn't stop. He kind of.
What was he like?
Yeah, I don't know.
You're too much of a veteran. If you stop, they'll probably throw the flag because the DB will run into you. But Lenore had a good game, too. Like, dude showed up, man. This is what you call. This is their complete win. This is it.
888-957-9570. Where are you at, 49er fans, especially after the last week or two? It's been a little bit tumultuous. You got some guys banged up. You got some questions about the team arising, some doubts surfacing, and you go up to Seattle and win by 12. So now you're 3-3, and you're atop the division, so you control everything again.
And it feels normal.
We're back to where I think a lot of fans think we should be. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. Bobby was the one who was really disappointed in us, I believe, when we were talking
uniform.
About
the
petitioning of the uniforms.
Yeah.
But Bobby's a regular, and we can get over disagreements here. And what's going on, Bobby?
What
How
up,
you doing?
Baby?
Good memory, fellas.
Yeah.
So, of course, look, we have a long-standing relationship. Disagreements are nothing, right?
Exactly.
Obviously, no hate. So there are two particular plays that I felt gutted about at the end of the game that were maybe inconsequential. The first is, and I apologize if this has already been discussed, I felt like Guarendo kind of slowed up at the end, feeling like, hey, I shouldn't score a touchdown because I want the clock.
Yeah,
keep going down, and I was really sad for him because I felt like he was in a no situation. The brother wants his first touchdown, and can you imagine your first touchdown's whatever, a 75-yard scamper, but you feel like you got to do the right thing from a game management standpoint. So I was really sad because then, of course, Juszczyk then just scored a touchdown. Like Shanahan just said, I'm just going to score a touchdown anyway. So I feel like Guarendo was like, I just gave up a touchdown to try to save the clock, and you just scored a touchdown. I felt like that was really cold, and I felt really bad for him. And then the second one is, you boys love to talk about, the unicorn kicking, if you want to go back to that. So the kicker,
yeah.
If he had just kind of placed two hands on him and somehow didn't push him out enough, you guys would have destroyed him. So he was also in a no-win situation. He had to go in there and put his body on the line, and I applaud him for it.
Sure.
Considering, he was eating potato chips 2 days ago, and he got, I don't know what his status of his injury is or whether it affects his leg, but the point is, you guys say, oh, he should have just pushed him out of bounds, or should he have just pretended like many quarterbacks do, like they're kind of tripping and fall down before they even get to the play on an interception? The guy had no choice. These two guys, they got cheated last night, and they deserve a little bit more praise from the fans as well as from our esteemed radio host.
Love you, Bobby. Wrong math, Steiny. His heart was in the right place. It was a great run. Kyle said, hell yeah, you better score, but whatever intel Guarendo was using was wrong. And Bobby, don't feel bad for him. He'll learn from that. But Steiny, he should have took that bad boy in, but obviously he was tired after that scamper. So, yeah, the next man up got it. But I was like, what are you doing? What if they wouldn't have got in?
I'm not mad at the kicker.
Oh, like,
I mean, yeah.
You think they practice tackling?
Yeah. If he could have pushed him out, maybe he should have. But
hey, how about this? The 10 other guys.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
This is Shanahan on Guarendo.
You always feel like guys are close. I mean, we were running the ball pretty well all day. When they're going to really commit to stopping the run and try to get in those 8-man fronts, got a good bounce read where we got outside. And usually when there's not two safeties there, which I don't think there were, you break them. And he's got the speed to do it. Said he's an eyelash slower than Raheem. And they had a pretty fast guy chasing him. But he said he wanted to give that to Juice. So it ended up working out well. Got to run more time off the clock.
He said he wanted to get Juszczyk a touchdown. Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't have been able to had Guarendo just took it in.
Yeah.
I would have took it in.
Well, you wouldn't have been down there. You wouldn't have gotten that far. Hey, fall is magical in Bodega Bay. Breathtaking views and captivating sunsets at the Inn at the Tides. Come experience it all with fall midweek special, with our fall week midweek special. Rooms start at $249. That's through November 24th. Book your escape now, inatthetides.com.
Hey, it's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. Just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 100 times your cash. So run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Tonight, college football. Utah and Arizona State. Arizona State will win by more than 5.5. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, so your lineup stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, no problem. Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Sign up today, get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Download the app today and use my code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. I'm running mine. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for details.